the amount that we collect in rents is less than we spend on housing. And to my mind, that's an almost immoral position to be in, that if you have people paying public sector rent into your housing thing, then that money should be ring fenced for public sector rent. Now, because it's so enmeshed in the department at the moment, that money comes into the department budgets. And so that's part of the work that we're doing, is to actually say, well, you know, if we can ring fence this and we can wean the rest of the department off of that finance, and that's for us to work out how those bits are funded. If we can actually then just say that money stays within there, you will be reinvesting every year. You'll be able to expand your housing stock just from what you're doing. So that rent that we already collect covers our maintenance. You know, are we hitting the right maintenance levels on all the houses? We are on most of them, but we have some significant challenges in some of the really older properties, especially those that have been occupied for a very long time. And then, you know, the tenant finally goes into sheltered housing or a home, and in 40 years, you know, nothing's happened to the house. So there are some real challenges for some of our older housing stock coming up there. But we should, if we can keep that boxed in, that housing fund should become self-sustainable within the housing sector.
You alluded to, well, you made very clear about the churn of ministers in DOI over the course of the last of this administration. Perhaps if the housing agency remains consistent and has independent advisers sitting on it, there's more chance of policy not having to start from scratch every time a new minister comes in.
Yeah, the anticipation for the agency model is, you know, they would give us their plan and they run with it. Actually, their plan that they give us this time next year will run, and it will span over the election, and it will still be running, you know, into 2027. And so you're right, it's about providing that continuity of direct. And there could be a politician who comes in who says, well, actually, we're completely going to change tack on this. I think it's unlikely if you can show that you've got genuinely good decision making with experts. The Chief Minister spoke a while ago about the importance of having, he described them as NEDs, but having them in at department board level. And I think I generally agree with that. I like the idea of having, but how on, with DOI, how on earth would you put somebody who is an expert in it? Because if they were an expert in housing, they would be completely irrelevant for a discussion about buses or rail or harbours or the airport or flood management or the weather stations, you know. So you need to put your experts in at the right level to provide that. And this is partly, you know, the reason for going down this kind of agency style model.